The plan, being pushed largely by AT&T, aims to regulate traditional telephone companies that are offshoots of the old Bell system in the same way as newer phone providers. Right now, AT&T is treated more like a public utility and faces tougher scrutiny from the state. The last time Wisconsin lawmakers rewrote the state's telecommunications laws was 1994. AT&T Wisconsin President Scott VanderSanden told a joint panel of Assembly and Senate lawmakers that it was a different world back then.
Cell phones were available, were attached to heavy briefcases, offered spotty coverage at best, and were far too expensive for most people. The internet was for geeks and not part of our daily lives. The world has changed dramatically, and it's time for our telecom rules to catch up to today's realities.
But Citizens Utility Board Director Charlie Higley says the big downside to this plan is that it would let companies like AT&T stop providing service or change their rates at their discretion. Higley concedes that a lot more people use cell phones today.
But there are still a lot of consumers that use the millions of lines, the copper lines that go to people's homes and businesses. And the companies that own those facilities still have a responsibility to make sure those things work.
The state's Public Service Commission is officially neutral on the plan, but the PSC did warn lawmakers that this bill would leave consumers with no other recourse but costly litigation if they're unfairly disconnected or they receive poor service. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.